Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Creation Science Hour. This is Kent Hovind talking to you live. This, what is this, May? My watch is messed up. I had to put a new battery in yesterday. Is it 27th? I think it is. I think I'm 12 hours off, though. I think it's, I've got 5 in the morning. Okay. Have my son fix that. The radio program here, truthradio.com or drdino.com. You can call in at 850-479-3466 if you'd like to be on the air with us. 850-479-3466. We'll be glad to take your questions. We're the folks who believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. And God made the world in 6 days, about 6,000 years ago. And the evolution theory being taught in our schools and tax-funded institutions and parks, etc., is one of the dumbest and most dangerous religions in the history of humanity. It did not happen. You were made in God's image, and you're going to answer to God one of these days, whether you like it or not. And so am I. Everybody's going to give an account for everything they've ever said or thought or done. So, here's a couple of testimonies. See, if you want to call in, 850-479-DINO or AOLinstantMessage.com. No, just AOLinstantMessage is all they need, isn't it, Jonathan? Okay. I don't have to do the .com. Okay, I got too many screens open here. I got 84 things going on my desk. I'm trying to find my little man on here to open up. There we go. AOLinstantMessage. Got it. Nope. My little man's dead. Oh, here he is. I got a big icon now. Okay. Good. If you want to call in, you can call in, 850-479-3466. Okay, let's read a few testimonies, give a few announcements, and then we'll start on some of the AOL instant messages. And you can, we had some left over from yesterday, if I recall. I've got to get to that page too on here. Here's one from Melinda Friddle, F-R-I-D-D-L-E, who writes in, "Hi, I just wanted to tell you that I watched your videos on creation about the dinosaurs and lies in the textbooks. I want to thank you for doing your work in evangelism. The videos were absolutely amazing and meant a lot to me. The college that I go to is a mining school in Montana, and most of the professors are evolutionists. It's nice to know the real side of what's going on, be able to reference to your videos and talk to the professors about it. Thanks for everything you do. Keep up the good fight." Melinda, student at Montana Tech University in Butte, Montana. Well, thank you, Melinda. Appreciate that. And tell the professors to watch my videotapes, especially video number 4, Lies in the Textbooks. That one gets their attention, or should, if they're open-minded. One from Anne Swenson. Good Swedish name here. A-N-N-E. Anne writes in, "Just wanted to tell you how much we enjoy your every once in a while newsletter." Well, good. We call it that because we send it out every once in a while. I see a lot of ministries, they seem to exist to send out their newsletter to tell you that they exist. We exist to win souls and get people saved and get Christians fired up to go get other people saved. And our name says it all. We are an evangelism. And I don't always have time to write a newsletter. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 months. Sometimes it's longer than that. If you want to get our newsletter free, though, just sign up on the website, drdino.com, drdino.com, and we'll send you what we call the every once in a while newsletter. And about twice or three times a year, we send out a snail mail hard copy of our newsletter. It is, it costs us about, I don't know, $8,000 or $10,000 every time we do that. So we're a little reluctant to do that too often. Now that we have a huge mailing list. Okay, Ann writes in, "Thank you for your newsletter." Okay. It says, "It's been very helpful for my 12-year-old twin girls. They have repeatedly encountered the teaching of evolution. Since they are Christians, they've had some hard questions, and your website and its articles have really helped. My favorite part, though, is the comments at the end of the newsletter. I usually get a real laugh from those, especially the spelling of those who are supposedly educated and scientific. Keep up the good work. Even though we are not financially able to help you right now, we do pray for you and your team. God bless you, Anne." Well, thank you, Anne. I appreciate that. And if you folks do want to support financially the ministry, obviously we can spend anything people send in. We don't go around begging for money every month. We're not trying to raise $1 billion here for any projects. We do have plenty of things going on, and a couple of legal battles could use some help. You can go to richardsays.com if you want to get more on that. Richardsays.com. Richard's keeping up a website about what's happening with the updates here. Okay, here we go. Jared Smith writes in, "Hi, I just wanted to let you know that you can be praying for me at school at my college intro bio class. The professor has been teaching evolution as fact all semester, but is open to other ideas. So I asked him if he would let us watch one of your videos for the last class period of the semester, and he said, sure. So pray that it will affect the hearts of other students and the professor will see the truth and come to know Christ. I'm going to get a full set of tapes to give to the professor. Thanks for what you guys do. God bless. Jarrett. Well, amen. Thank you, Jarrett. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Okay. AOL instant message. Here's the sequence, folks. Phone calls come first. If you want to call in, 850-479-3466, we will put you at the head of the pile. AOL instant message comes next, and email that has been sent to us, and I have a giant stack, I'd say 2 inches thick, of questions been sent to us via email, and we're going to get to as many as we can today. AOL instant message. Boy, now there's a good name. Is this SKTZOFRENIC1? I assume that's an abbreviation for Schizophreniac 1. Why does God call Peter Satan in one portion of Scripture, but Judas he calls friend in the Garden of Gethsemane? I thought Peter was the good guy. Is there something I'm missing? Jonathan, you got your headphones on. Can you hear me? Or are you? What do you think? Why did God call Peter Satan? Get thee behind me, Satan, he said. And then he called Judas friend.
Might be the two different effects he wants to have on those different people. Peter needed to be corrected at that point, so Jesus condemned him. He went ahead and he's going out to correct him. Judas, on the other hand, Jesus told him exactly what he was going to do. And Judas said, "Oh, never, Master, I'd never turn you in." And then when Judas came out there, Jesus wanted to show him, "Hey, I knew this. I told you you're going to do this. Why'd you still do this?" You know?
He's probably
trying to show Judas how guilty he should be. And he's also trying to show Peter how, he needs to be smarter than that. So he's trying to correct Peter and... But that's my two cents, I guess.
Well, I've never had that question before. You're right, Schizophreniac. I have never thought of that one.
But, of course, Jesus has also taught us to love our enemies. So I guess if he's calling Judas friend...
Yeah, he didn't call him brother or, Christian or, child of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that are lost as a goose. They're going to hell when they die. I try everything to win them to the Lord. They're not interested. I'm still their friend.
Got friends who are idiots, too, and I'll tell them.
That's true.
So it doesn't really negate the fact that I love Jesus Christ and he loves me. And I love my friends, but, as iron sharpens irons, we have to correct each other every now and then.
Yeah. Sometimes sparks fly when iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Okay. Here we go. Justin Goodman. Now, that's a good name. He's a good man. I can tell from his name already. Justin Goodman writes in, "Hi, I'm a big fan of your video series, and thank you for the great work you're doing for the kingdom of God. I'm a Christian, and I believe the Bible and all it says. However, I was reading the other day and came across Mark 15:32, which generally says that both thieves that were crucified were mocking him. I knew that that wasn't how it happened in the movies about Jesus' life, so I went to see what Matthew said in 27:44, also said both thieves were mocking him. Now I was getting really confused, and I thought, could all the movies and stories I've heard about the crucifixion have an added detail? Then I flipped over to Luke 23 and read the story I was familiar with, having one of the thieves correcting the other, and Jesus saying to him that he'll see him in paradise. Tell me what you think about this. I hope to hear from you soon. Justin." Well, Justin, it takes a long time to die by crucifixion. Usually, sometimes several days. There were cases of people lasting 8 days hanging on the cross. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's... I'm glad I don't have to do it.
Man.
Someone did it in my place. I'm thankful for that.
Jesus lived 6 hours on the cross and then deliberately gave up the ghost. He didn't die like most people do. He just decided, that was it. I'm done. He gave up the ghost. They couldn't take his life from him. He gave it up. But during that 6 hours, apparently, the thieves, at least one of them, went through a change of heart. He may have gone through several changes of heart. He may have been mocking Jesus for a while, and then, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me, and then mocking him again. Who knows, They recorded 2 different time frames, 2 different snippets, I could point out my neighbors. I've witnessed them severe marital problems arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, they're madly in love. Okay, well. It's the same couple, just different time frames in their life.
John Gusky, one of the artists here on staff, that a missionary here, he was telling me about a friend of his that actually was witnessing to a gang leader in New York for probably the duration of about 6 months. And every time he would witness the guy would threaten to kill him. And finally one day, this gang member just had enough and took out a knife and put it up to this Christian's throat and said, "I'm going to kill you." And this Christian said, "Well, you can go ahead and cut me all you want, but every drop of my blood that hits this ground is going to cry out for the salvation of your soul." And it just broke that gang member right there. He was the leader of the Mojo or Mojos or some big gang up in New York or something like that. And it just, you know, the thought that someone loved him that much and cared for him just broke him like that. And I'm sure it's exactly what happened with the thief on the cross.
Hmm.
So,
well, who knows? And so many people knew about Jesus, and how many thousands of people had miracles happen to them? I mean, their own family member was healed or whatever, you know. I think Jesus' influence during those 3.5 years was profound. Probably everybody heard about him or heard something and had an opinion. Okay, just like most people have an opinion about Kent Hovind when they hear. I can't believe the college here in town ran an ad in the paper. It said, Pensacola Christian College is not affiliated with Dinosaur Adventureland or Kent Hovind. Well, guys at PCC, you should be. I mean, you should be affiliated. You should come on over. I'd love to get along with them.
Yeah, they need to get on the train.
Yeah.
So,
I bet people ran ads in the paper. We're not affiliated with the Apostle Paul. That guy's been in jail 5 times, been arrested and beaten, and we're not affiliated with him. You know? Okay. We're not affiliated with you, Jonah. You know, you're going to the Ninevites. Yeah, heathen. Read the scripture with that in mind. Okay. Minty writes in. This question I've been asked about creation / the Bible that I have no idea how to answer. It's not on your site. Maybe you could help me or point me somewhere with the answer. I ask you because you seem to be pretty credible. What is the story of Lilith, which is not in my Bible? Is it true Adam had a wife before Eve? I know this doesn't really have anything to do with scientific creation, but I'd like to know what you think. Thanks, Mindy. Mindy, I have only heard that once or twice before. I think the whole story is baloney. I don't know who made up the story of Adam having a wife before Eve. The idea of Lilith is ludicrous, in my opinion. The Bible says clearly that Eve is the mother of all living, and Eve was taken from a rib from Adam. So, no, I do not believe in the Lilith story. I think, if I recall, and it's real fuzzy in the memory way back there, but I believe that's from the Catholic Apocrypha, which comes from the Douay Confraternity, Douay-Rheims version, 1582, which comes from the Latin Vulgate, which comes from the Alexandrian manuscript, from Origen and those guys from the 250 to 350 AD era. And it is the Catholic Bible is a good translation of the wrong book. That's their problem. They're translating the wrong manuscript. Here we go. Donald G-O-S-S-E-L, Gossel. As an Air Force meteorologist, I have many scientific battles to argue creation. But as a growing Christian, I have no greater belief than in our Lord's creation. I've extremely enjoyed your seminars and have used them to further develop my own faith. I just want to say thank you and pass this comment. I'm currently serving a tour in Iraq, right near the town of, can't pronounce the name of it here, 1.5 miles away from me is the birthplace of Abram. I finally got to visit the site the morning of the 29th. While there, I was not only intrigued by the fact of seeing Abram's birthplace, but heard this story from the curator. There have been many archaeological digs performed at the site. One particular pit from a dig named after the archaeologist, which I believe the curator said was Willie's pit. Oh, break time. I'll come back. Hey, Donald, hang in there. After the break, folks, we'll be right back. Take your questions on creation and evolution. Join us in a minute. All right, folks, welcome back to the Creation Science Hour. This is Kent Hovind and Jonathan Sampson standing by, answering your questions by AOL Instant Message, which is Dr. Dino Live. If you want to AOL instant message us, you can. Or you can call in 850-479-DINO, 850-479-3466, or toll-free 877-479-DINO, 877-479-3466. Okay, we're answering David Gossel's question here. In the Marines in Iraq, near the birthplace of Abram, at least the traditional birthplace, it says, when you got to this place called Willie's Pit, which is approximately 25 to 30 feet deep, the archaeologist found evidence of 2 floods. A smaller flood about 2,000 years ago and a much larger one 4,400 years ago. He then said, Noah, I have been in many debates with my military counterparts on the theory of evolution versus creation. Even here, where it's all started 6,000 years ago, there is still ample evidence for people to believe. But ignorance abounds. Let me stop right there and say, Donald, I don't think we could prove that the Garden of Eden was in current, present-day Baghdad or Iraq. We know there was a river in Eden called Euphrates, and we know there's a river in Baghdad called Euphrates, but that means nothing.
There's a Pensacola, Florida, and a Pensacola, Oklahoma. I used to live in Mount Carmel, Illinois, and Mount Carmel is also spoken of in the Bible. So
you got a point, Jonathan. I was on Mount Carmel, where Elijah slew the prophets of Baal.
Elijah, your friend Elijah.
No.
No, so different things can have different names.
Yeah, different names. Anyway, we had a real good tailwind. It's a pretty good-sized mountain. We launched airplanes, paper airplanes, 1/4 of a mile.
Wow.
People couldn't believe it. I mean, they were really going that day.
Now, these things would go 450 feet without the wind.
Right? Yeah, 450 is the record. Typically, 350 to 400 you get out of them if you do it right. Anyway, so yes, the fact that there's a Euphrates River in Baghdad and the Euphrates mentioned in Genesis, it means nothing. Okay, there are 30 states in the United States, 32 states, I believe, that have a Greenville. Greenville, South Carolina, Greenville, North Carolina, Greenville, Florida. So, I don't think, a lot of people assume that the Garden of Eden was also in, you know, that region over there. That is totally unprovable. We know Noah's Ark landed in that region. We don't have any idea where Noah's Ark left from. And we also don't have any idea that Noah's Ark was built anywhere near the Garden of Eden. 1,600 years later. They could have walked around the world 10 times in 1,600 years. Anyway, so let me go on here with David's question. I've repeatedly watched your seminars and continue to enjoy them. As I view them, my coworker, an atheist, has been asking more and more questions. It has been an ongoing feat of 5 days now. But even still, he has yet to admit in creation. However, he has said he does now believe in the possibility of God. I'll continue witnessing, and maybe he'll eventually sway our way. But without your videos, I know I wouldn't have had a chance. Thanks, Sergeant Gossel, Air Force. Well, good. Appreciate that, Sergeant Gossel, and appreciate you over there defending our freedoms. I know it's a sacrifice being away from the family. Believe me, I'm away from the family a lot here. 217 days last year, I believe. Like a 6-month deployment, almost 7 months. But I get to come home every week. So, not quite like a 7-month deployment. It's a little better than that. Here we go.